Thank you. You. We'll be right back. Please choose an activity. How do you say it? Umbrella. Violin. Watch. Sailor. Quarter. Snake. Tank. Galaxy. Spelled. Guess. Score. 18. Apple. Computer. Handbag. Lemon. Pancake.
Rhythm.
Queen. Tiger. Violin. Watch. Sailor. Quarter. Snake. Then. Yes.
Nico.
11, 20, banana, buffalo, donkey, father, gorilla, king, mountain, teacher, noodle, dipper,
I think LD Beth had an old SDF similar to a propo in SH, right? I'm excited by this quest. I realize your dear listener depended on me to find out how Eldebeth and ZDR Monster are figuring out Spec Lisp blind. See, I'm not even sure what Spec Lisp's reference manual is. Spec sounds suspiciously similar to Spice to me, so I wonder if there's a connection to Spice Lisp other than only having one letter different and a different order. Let's go back to some of these gophers, who are not me. Next gopher is, I think, another gopher. Guofu? Looks like a name that could be Chinese. How do you say dog in Chinese? I have no idea. But they like simple clients. Oh yeah, and I was just going to read the title of this vlog, because it's another one that's kind of beyond my ken. But the title of this vlog by Guofu is Behind My Strida Mark 1, or How I Learned to Love the Triangle of Death. So if that sounds like you, and I think it sounds like you, Liquid Dreams, you should definitely read that, Gopher. M. Tillman, who's random, Gopher gets bumped constantly. Ricky G, who has cool book lists. One of these books must have changed. Ricky G's books were Memoirs of Hadrian, The Eye of the World, Death in Her Hands, My Antonia, The Trial, Battle Cry of Freedom, The Civil War Era, The Glorious Cause, The American Revolution, 1763 to 1789. Those are the current books of Ricky G. I imagine one must have just been rotated out. We can reach Jeff's vlog, which we've already listened to Jeff's recent meditation, so I imagine you get how it works. Screwtip has what? A propel? The Lisp function for finding other Lisp functions based on fragments of its name. Like apropos in SH. Apropos. 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 So apparently, ZDR Monster is doing lots of homework, because this is really cool. So ZDR Monster was working in BASIC, but has got into this, like, 1982 pre-Common Lisp standardization Spec Lisp. Doesn't support inputting numbers directly into instructions. You have to put them... Oh, okay, so ZDR Monster has solved this problem. Basically, plus was not... plus takes two variables as arguments. It doesn't take written forms of numbers as arguments. Right, well, that's cool. ZDR Monster, can you just check? Can you, like, set QA1, set QB2, and then plus AB? Yeah, let me type that into COM to the tune of this ominous thunder. Set QA1. So it's printing one. Something's going terribly wrong. So my problem is that we have no way of finding out what plus is unless something like in common lisp we could do this. Describe quote plus. Would describe a lisp common lisp function named plus. So I don't know if, well, I know that lots of modern languages, apparently modern languages, don't have this stuff. Or if you don't know the function that's part of the language that does what you want it to do, you should be able to find like likely candidate functions, like apropos, inside your REPL, which better be compiled, and also get their documentation. So in common Lisp described is that CloudIOM is plus-plussing me. I don't know what in particular is happening. Pete's file is explaining something Kafka-esque. This phrase was way too complicated for me mentally, Pete's file. According to Kafka, the Great Wall of China was intended to be the foundation for the Tower of Babel. That sounds like something Kafka could say. MHCat says, yeah, I think it's just evaluating the first sex. Yeah, so that would be my suspicion, which if there's a function named plus, it might take as one argument a list and sum that list of numbers. So let's just try this. We really, really need to find its documentation. So what if we try setQA1, setQB2? Oh my god, we're out of time. My show is over. Thank you, everyone. I love you all. Public Access Unix, and the chatters in com. We've learned so much about eating compost today as an alternative food.